What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Just undo them and fold it back in half. This is the intro, by the way. Fucking Mitch is already packing up his microphone.
It's not my fault.
He's been sitting around jacking off all week. He's got nothing to talk about, so we're calling it a day. I'm just happy I made you miss the UFC, so fuck you. Maybe next time we'll have some more things to talk about. We might have a guest on. Thinking of getting local comedian Adam Ronan on. Shout out to Adam. Hopefully you can make next podcast champion. All right, that'll fucking do. Call it a day.
Can you please 20 minutes fucking around with this awesome setup we've got.
This is a great setup because if you put your foot on the table, you get this noise. It just rattles through the whole, all these springs, straight up that.
Yeah, we definitely need some shock mounting.
You definitely got your $20 worth out of this shit. That's fucking great.
On special, mate.
Thanks for contributing to the podcast, Mitch. That's fucking awesome.
You spent how much?
I don't want to know.
Yeah. You bought 3 microphones now.
Yeah, $90 each. I'm bad at maths.
Yeah. I got 2 shitty stands and some pretty shitty pop filters, but they work.
You tried with the USB extension cable too.
Yep.
That didn't work.
No fucking way. Of course not.
I'm glad you spent the time to get the office set up though. That was really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although we were supposed to do it at my place on short notice. We fucked up.
Your parents came back home?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
not doing it at my parents' house.
Goddamn parents coming home early. You know what, I will move the table down. I will clear some space out there and we'll be good to go next week.
Right now?
No, because I don't want to move this setup because it is it's set up. If anyone ever listens to this, most likely Daddy will be listening to this.
Yeah, we got one listener. Shout out to Bradley.
Yeah. Number one fan.
The old Hobo 5000.
Yeah.
I hope he's sitting in a digger somewhere down in Melbourne listening to this.
With any luck.
Just feeling the love.
Make sure you dig the grade, mate.
Yeah. All right. Good on you, Bradley. You fucking have a great day, mate. Fucking love you.
So you've got your stand, like, just precariously connected to my coffee table.
It's just hanging on there, isn't it? It's fine now. I moved it a bit. It was worse before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got what could only be described as a feat of engineering. I've got my stand coming off the back of a kitchen or dining table chair. It somehow managed to, like, balance. I don't know how, and I'm fucking very afraid to touch it. You know, it's like one of the Twin Towers.
I thought you were going to say it was like a dick. No, you're not afraid to touch them, are you?
Fuck no. So how's your week going?
My neck's fucked. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably because you've been making fun of me the last few days.
Probably.
Bit this of karma. Is karma. Yeah.
I think it's because I actually worked like a full week, like 9 to 4, 5 day a week. Now I'm fucked. I'm not built for that shit.
Yeah, you really aren't.
Oh, my neck.
It's why you...
The drive out here was a bit precarious because I just couldn't be bothered looking before I merged.
Yeah, fuck it.
Did the whole old person thing, turn the shoulders. Yeah, looks safe.
She'd be right. The old Family Guy joke. Okay, I merge now. Good luck, everybody.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But we made it. We got some Maccas on the way.
Yeah. Didn't bring me any fucking chicken nuggets, you cunt.
I did. They're in the fridge.
Oh, really?
That fuck. You can have them afterwards. That's your reward for doing the podcast.
No. Treat little pud.
Speaking of the podcast, I fucking updated the tags in the video description.
Yeah. So we don't come up with children molesters anymore?
No, I didn't. Not that. Not the video title. Like, you search how to not comedy on YouTube and nothing comes up.
Yeah.
It's just other comedy clips. You type in Ethan shits his pants, we're the first hit.
Yeah.
So
Let's just change the podcast name
to Ethan Shits His Pants Podcast.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Why not?
It's either that or the Mitch Dozer podcast.
Yeah, fuck you. Do you want to explain?
We're going to bring it up.
So
you explain it, because it happened to you.
Yeah, it was me. So I was making funnies in the comedy chat, trying to, and I accidentally stole someone else's joke. I posted a meme that had been posted like 6 months ago. And they're like, oh, yeah, already made that joke, mate. Like, fucking, you know, start calling me a joke thief. I was like, oh, yeah, you can call me Mitch Dozer, which no one got.
Why did no one get it?
Because I meant to write Mitch Seer after Menseer, the joke thief.
But you wrote Mitch Dozer after Mendoza.
From Scarface.
Well, Carlos Mendoza is an American baseball player, apparently. I googled it.
Yeah. Isn't he in Scarface too?
Maybe.
Mendoza!
You can call yourself Mitch Dozer because, like Carlos Mendoza, you hit a lot of home runs.
How long you been sitting on that one?
I just came up with it then.
Ah, bullshit.
That's a good one.
You're a cocksucker. All right, what's your joke for this week?
I feel like we're glossing over the Mitch Dozer thing a bit too much. I think
I'm sure you'll bring it up like you've been bringing it up.
I laughed about 10 times yesterday, just at different times of the day, just thinking about Mitch Dozer.
You know what happens?
I just crack up.
I'm so nervous to be talking to real comics. I'm just like, and then I just fuck it up.
Yep. That was a good one. It was a good fuck up. I like that you've picked your own name, your own nickname, like Robbo, except it's one that you hate, which makes it even better. The old Mitch Dozer, bulldozing the conversation.
Yep.
yeah, I just kept thinking of it yesterday. I just kept cacking myself, just thinking of that name. Fucking perfect. I'm glad that you picked yourself such a perfect nickname.
I'm glad that your neck is fucking killing you right now. That's what I'm happy about.
I deserve every hour of pain that I'm in.
Yeah.
I've had some drugs. They're not helping.
Yeah. I'd offer you some too, but go fuck yourself. How about that?
Fair enough.
All right. What's your joke for this week?
All right. So this week, I was like, there was this thing that came up, what's it called? I don't want to really give them a plug because they sound fucked, but it's called That One Thing. And basically That One Thing is like a competition that an insurance company runs, and you enter a 90-second video into it, and if you're funny, you can win $10,000 if they pick your video.
Yeah, okay.
I found this out 2 days ago. And I think applications close today. So, unless you want to do a video today and enter it.
Just then, you and me having gay sex?
Yeah, on holidays. That's the thing. It's That One Thing. So, it's like the one thing that you regret about your holiday.
Yeah, so okay.
I could just be letting Mitch fuck my ass. That was a bad life decision. Not doing that again. But yeah, you had to talk about an experience of your holiday, and I was going to do my Vietnamese hooker story.
What's your Vietnamese hooker story?
So I was writing this out yesterday, so I sort of know how it goes.
Yep.
This is going to be like the 5 minutes I did on my dog's asshole.
Yep.
I'm going to go up and do like 5 minute Vietnamese hooker
story.
Well,
if you do it now, it'll be better tomorrow. So that's the whole point of this.
Is that comedy? Anyway.
Sorry, not tomorrow. Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, and then the poorhouse. So yeah, basically went over to Vietnam, had just broken up with my partner at the time, high school sweethearts. And then I tried to get her back, and then she made the smart decision and was like, no. And so I was just determined to like fuck my way out of the situation.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Have you ever tried to fuck yourself out of bad life decisions? Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Anyway, get over there. I'm getting hammered at the bar. This chick's serving me drinks. And I'm like starting to flirt with her. And then I convince her to come out afterwards and have some more drinks with me. So it got a little blurry because I was a bit drunk. And the story kind of cuts to me on a moped, like flying through back alleys, just holding her while she does
that. Oh, she was driving. You were riding bitch.
Yeah, I was riding bitch on a moped.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
Couldn't get any gayer, really. Could. Oh, it could if it was a dude.
Yeah, that's kind of the crux of the story in this thing. Basically, and this is like why you sort of like hash these stories out beforehand, because I wrote it all out from what I could remember. And I'm like, they don't really need to know that I was flying through a back alley on a moped. Like, it's fun to remember.
No, the joke there is that you were riding bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'll note that.
Yeah, note that.
Yeah. Because it's all this sort of like build up to like this prostitute
could be
a transsexual.
Yeah.
Anyway, ate pho soup, which is like local Vietnamese soup out of a 90-gallon drum. Because
fuck yeah.
When you're that hammered, you don't care about your health.
Yeah.
Or getting sick. And it was fucking, I don't know if it was just because I was drunk, but it was like the best soup ever.
I think it was the petrol.
The petrol?
Yeah.
Leftover petrol in the drum?
Yeah.
Adds that extra taste?
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, the story kind of cuts there and then back to her house, or what I assumed was her house. And then she made me have a shower. And
good girl.
You know what happens next. So we did that. But as we're getting down to it, I was like, this could definitely be a transsexual. Like, I hadn't pulled her pants down yet, but I distinctly remember like a part when I was pulling down her pants where I was like, well, I've fucking come this far. I don't really care what's in these pants. I'm fucking doing it. That's sort of the main punchline of the story. Turns out it was a girl, which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Which is another punchline.
Yeah.
Because people aren't expecting that. So yeah, I was disappointed that it wasn't transsexual, because that would have just made this story even better.
I just think you should lie.
And just say it was a transsexual, but nah, I can't. It's got to be true. Otherwise, it's just not going to come out right.
I don't know. There's a line, like, it's pretty gay. Like, obviously, we're ad-libbing here, but it's what could be gayer than riding bitch on a moped behind a chick?
Fucking a tranny.
Yeah.
Sorry, transsexual.
Yeah. So there's the punchline right there. It's like, oh, well, I found out what was gayer than riding bitch on a moped.
Yeah. Well, we can always take another trip to Vietnam and complete the story.
Yeah, let's do that. You're just going to spend 2 weeks looking for a trans woman with a moped.
Yeah. Just relive the same night.
All right. Like you find a
flip of the coin.
You find a trans person. You're like, have you got a moped? No. Fuck. You find someone with a moped. Have you got a dick? No. Fuck.
Where are all these Vietnamese trans people?
Yeah, we need to go to Thailand if we're after that.
Well, Southeast Asia's got a pretty big trans community, which is you know, why I was expecting that there could have been a dick in those pants.
Yeah. It's a real pity.
Not where the story gets weird, though.
Yeah, okay.
So, story gets weird. Like, I wake up, and there's just fucking Vietnamese people everywhere in this room. Like, 20 Vietnamese people all over the floor. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, you just didn't notice them all standing around the bed the night before.
Were they here the whole time? It's just good.
Two-finger jerking it.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a
whole film
group.
Why is my hair sticky?
They just came out like... Yeah, I don't know if I want to add this line. Like, they just came out of the walls like cockroaches in the night.
Yeah.
It's kind of disrespectful to Vietnamese people.
Maybe you could just make the line, they were coming out of the walls, man. The old alien throwback.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, I was like... I woke her up. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? She's like... Oh, it's, you know, if you're not comfortable, we can go to my friend's house, but like, she's just got off work, so don't try anything with her. I'm not going to fuck. Anyway, I was like, I'm not going to try that. Yeah, let's go sleep with her. So we went and slept in her bed, in a friend's bed. And then woke up in the morning, her friend had gone. And that's when she was like, I need some money for last night.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, how much? And she was like, 500,000 or something. I was like, that's a lot of dong. It's like, my old man
told me. It's a lot more dong than what you gave me last night. See, that's a fucking good line, and don't you pretend it isn't, motherfucker.
Just Mitch Dozer it. Yeah. My old man taught me how to haggle, so I got it down a bit.
Yeah.
The price, you know, 300.
300. So how much is that?
I started out halfway.
How much is that in Australian?
Oh, probably like 10 bucks. Probably like a month's worth of wages for her. But
I don't think so.
I'm going to haggle it down.
Man. That's a pretty shitty thing to do.
To a prostitute, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, for the prostitute to do that to you. It wouldn't have made a difference.
I still don't know if she was a prostitute or not.
I feel like she was just like, you know what? I've picked up and I'm going to get some money out of this.
Maybe.
If you're a chick who has a lot of one-night stands, I feel like you could do that on the regular.
$30.
$30.
Currently. Yeah.
That's... Fuck, you can't get a lap dance for $30 these days.
Nah, I just think that prostitutes in different countries work a different way to how prostitutes work in Western society.
Yeah.
Because over there, they don't shame you for it.
Yeah.
They just treat you like it's like a date that you went out on with this person. Like, she could... I tell this story to people, and I'm like, yeah, she asked for money in the morning. And they're like, oh, you fucked a prostitute. I'm like, yeah. Oh, and I forgot the part, I fucked her with no condom.
Oh, yeah, so you've got AIDS.
Potentially, and a Vietnamese child, maybe. There's a slim chance. But yeah, it was weird.
Maybe they only charge if you don't make them come.
Maybe.
You had no comeback there. You're like, fuck, that's a good point.
No, I think I got the job done.
Yeah, okay.
She was nearly tapping out.
I'm sure they do that for all the Aussie boys. Make them feel good.
Big old Aussie monster cock.
Yeah. Shout out. Yeah, all right. So that's your joke?
That's my story, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be turned into a joke.
I like it.
I've got to cut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, the plan was to do the that one thing competition.
Yeah.
But like I said, yeah, it's for an insurance company.
Yeah.
And I went in, looked at all the other entries, and I'm like, nah, this is not the place for me to enter this story into this contest. That'd be like, they're just paying 10 grand because they're like, dance monkey, dance. And I'm like, just throwing shit at them.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not what we came here for.
I feel like maybe you could turn the story into the time you thought you picked up a trans woman in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And then like go through all of that. It's like,
but that one thing that I regret out of the whole thing is that it wasn't a tranny.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Whereas everyone else has like genuine regrets in their videos.
Yeah.
And most of them are just them shitting their pants.
Like, yeah, everyone's got to shit their pants story.
Well, we've all
that made up half of our first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
When we first started, the both of us had
a, I feel that's where comedy starts.
Yeah.
At the arsehole.
Yeah, shit and dick jokes.
Then it works its way forward to the penis.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've gone past penis, straight to dildos.
Yep.
Yeah.
Straight to strap-ons.
Yeah.
All right, you got one?
Yeah. I've got like a... I was standing in line for something. And have you ever seen like old dudes wink at you as they start telling a story?
Not as they start telling a story.
No. You know it's going to be a good story when they start like winking at you as they're telling the story. Like, oh yeah, cool. So that was just like a one line that I came up with.
You were just blinking hard at me.
Maybe you're stroking
with both
out.
Eyes. Is it a
no,
blink?
No, I'm not. Or is I'm it not. A wink? Look, it's one eye.
Are you about to tell me a really good story?
Yeah. The joke I came up with, I always find things out the hard way. Did you know you don't have to lick stamps anymore? They come pre-glued.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well,
ask Brian.
Cheers for them.
I feel like you're stepping on Brian's material.
Yeah. So this is a rewrite of your goggles joke.
Yeah. Right.
Actually, so I always find things out the hard way. You know, you don't need to lick stamps anymore; they come pre-glued. Yeah, fucking cheers, cunt. Cheers for the men. Oh, cheers for the memo, cunts. This is why you should practice.
Yep.
Another time, I was at the public pool, and it turns out adults aren't allowed in the kiddie pool with snorkels and goggles.
Nah, still doesn't work.
Yeah, nah. Fuck. Oh, well, I tried.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. One of us...
That's a tough one.
I'm the only one working on this joke.
I think you had it before. Like, there's a recording that's not released out there somewhere where we sort of had it all right. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But you had to add on the tagline about the heinies and the urine in the eyes. That really sells it.
Yeah.
I got another one.
Yeah, all right.
Another premise sort of thing. And that was from Shaz yesterday going to the horse races with all her environmentally conscious animal...
Loving friends. Yeah.
Who went to the horse races where you gamble on animals being whipped while they run around a circle.
Hey, man, you're only allowed... They've toned it down. You're only allowed a certain number of whips per minute now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The old WPM.
That's much better. But yeah, the premise of that joke is that people only give a shit about horses in November.
Yeah.
Because Melbourne Cup. Saying up to the cup. All that shit. So, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that one.
Well,
I came up with the idea in the car that I'm going to start doing shark races. Just put saddles on sharks. Have them whip them, go around in circles in the tank.
Seems a bit petty. I feel like this is just you being passive aggressive to Shaz.
Yeah. No, it just annoys me that like you're all against animal cruelty and then it's like, oh, I'm going to have my fucking birthday.
She hasn't got a mic, races. So she can't defend herself.
That's good.
You
can come on if you want to defend yourself. If you want to make a point.
No, let's not do that. Because we haven't got the
we need a third
the
shits. Mic.
Yeah, third mic set up. It's not going to work, unfortunately. But don't worry, Shaz.
Don't worry, it'll be a good bit one day.
Yeah. I've fucking been like out of the loop the last 2 weeks as well. Just been sitting here jacking me dick, fucking watching anime and reading comics and stuff.
All at the same time?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yep.
Well,
living the life.
Like, we're about to go to war with Iran.
Well, America's about to go... Well, America is... They sort of did an act of war.
Yeah.
They bombed them, didn't they? I'm pretty sure.
Well... I don't know, because I don't watch the news. Yeah. I listen to Triple J, and they're all like, there's a fucking mine opening up over here. Fucking, kids don't get paid enough these days. Here's some music you've never heard before.
Yep, sounds like Triple J.
Yeah, so it's why I like it. But I'm just like, what the fuck? And all I'm hearing about lately is how broke America is. How they've got like $1.5 trillion in student debt alone. That's not even like the government's national debt. Like the majority of their fucking smartest, best and brightest are all also fucking buried in debt. And now they want to go to war with another nuclear power. Nuclear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well. Gotta make some money, man.
Yeah.
Fucking war profits a lot.
Yeah, Boeing. Oh, Australia can't do it yet. We're still waiting for our fucking JSFs. We've only got like one or two.
Because if America goes to war, we're in.
Fucking right there.
Right up their arsehole.
We're the bloke. We're that dude who just like backs his mate up.
Yeah, we're that fat little man.
Yeah.
Out the front of the wombat.
Yeah.
Putting his glasses on the table.
Yeah.
Picking on homeless people.
We don't know he was homeless.
Yeah. Maybe not. He looked pretty homeless. He looked like he was down on his luck, put it that way.
He wasn't, he certainly wasn't walking around like that, getting into arguments with strangers.
I mean, he couldn't afford ciggies.
Yeah.
Times were tough.
If you can't afford ciggies, it doesn't scream good life choices, does it?
No. I mean, I don't make good life choices, but I can still afford ciggies at the moment.
Well, you don't smoke anymore, so.
Nah, it's been a while.
Yeah?
Since I had a durry.
Yeah, a durry?
I quit once for like 3 months. That was the first time I ever quit. And then it was just, I had one cigarette and I was just fucked. I was back on them again.
Yeah.
No, I just can't. Zero tolerance.
Just don't do it.
No. Because if I have one, I'm fucked. I'm yeah. done. It's that addictive personality.
Yeah.
That's why I'm afraid to suck a dick. Just open up the floodgates.
One and done.
One and done. I'll just be like, I need more.
That's like the time Jolson was here. And
he sucked your dick.
He was... It reminds me of the time Jolson was here. And he gave Tanya a fucking... A puff on his smoke. And yeah. she just bum puffed it like a fucking 8-year-old. Just no inhalations. I'm like, fucking inhale it. I guarantee you will never want to smoke again. I'm like, I should just... I need to get some Cubans for you. That's what I need to do. Oh, our old friend, Mark. We won't say his last name. Do you remember him from Harrington?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like his dad caught him smoking. And his dad thought he'd be all smart and give him a cigar.
Yeah.
But Mark had been smoking for like 4 years at that time. So him and his dad just ended up having a really nice time smoking cigars together.
Yeah,
nice. It was like a father bonding time. He's like, yeah, yeah, no, actually wasn't bad. He's like, you can't really inhale it, but he goes, oh, I did pretty okay. Fucking Mark.
Yeah. Did we say where he's from?
Yeah, Harrington.
Yeah.
He'll never listen to this.
No, this will never get back to him.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the time I saw him in KFC with his wife?
No.
Yeah.
Do go on.
Well, I just sat down for a fucking a chicken meal with my wife. And I saw Mark
yep.
with his wife. And I thought, I've gotten really fat. I don't really want to walk up to him right now while I'm in KFC. But hey, man, I got fat. So, yeah, that's my story.
Awesome. That was a good one.
Yeah, look, I'm really fucking treading water here.
Yeah.
I haven't got a whole lot to talk about.
It's fun to do. We can always go to Fap of the Week.
Yeah.
And this time, we can introduce Fap of the Week as a practice for next time we have a guest on.
Yeah.
So that we don't just go, hey, Fap of the Week, what have you been jacking off to, man? Just ambush the guests with that.
Yeah. I like it if we ambush them. Yeah. I think it's better. Yeah.
They just I think it's better. You should have done your research before you came on here.
Yeah, exactly.
At least listen to one episode of a podcast before you go and star on it.
Well, if or we guest can, on it,
whatever.
Yeah, I think if we get someone else on, we just fucking ambush them with it, 100%.
Yep. Do your research.
Our listener knows what Fap of the Week is.
They do now.
Well. He's listened to number... What episode was listener, he up to?
Our one listener.
Yeah.
That's up to episode 4.
Yeah.
Soon to be 5.
Do you reckon if we opened up a Patreon, he'd donate to it for us?
Look, Bradley has a lot of expenses, you know?
There's a lot of video games to buy and never play.
Loot boxes. Yeah. Not a fucking bitch.
Yeah. All right, so what's your Fap of the Week?
Jeez. I don't know. Been kind of holding it in, but I think I had a good one to like, again, it was like a pegging video of, just this real hot German bitch.
Yeah.
That was just doing some real like dirty, like femdom shit. Just like stepping on the dude. She like nailed him with a strap on.
What the fuck? Like,
that's good shit. I can get around this.
I had a little wank. Real quick one. But there was a fuckload of pre-cum. Like, it was as if I started coming 2 minutes before I actually came. There was fluid everywhere. And I got it all over my pants, but I'm a gentleman. Maybe so I just kept wearing the pants for two more days with cum on the front of them.
Wow. You really have been out of the loop.
Yeah.
Just wearing cummy pants around the house.
Yeah. It was so obvious too. It was just like, oh, there's cum on the front of my pants, so I better take them off. And then 2 days later, I'm just like, whoops.
Maybe you just had a big shit backed up. And it was just rubbing on your prostate. It was just sat there in your chair.
What? How? How do you think of that? It's happened to you, hasn't it?
Nah, I'm regular, man.
Oh, man.
I'm just worried about your diet. That's all I'm trying to say.
My diet's... Yeah. My shits have been all right, though.
My diet...
Actually, yeah. I was fucking walking to work, and you know when you've got a shit coming, and it's like... It's fucking like right there to the point where you've got to start walking funny because it's just, it's coming out and you're just like, well, fuck. That happened to me 2 days in a row after me morning coffee.
Well, at least you didn't shit yourself.
I didn't shit myself. What's the number? Whatever the number is for a perfect shit on the Bristol stool chart.
I'd say it's a 10.
No, it's not, because there's two ends. There's like a fucking rough, constipated, hard shit, and then there's like a liquidy, fucking terrible shit on the other side. I think it's around like 6 or 7.
This is the first time I've heard of this chart.
The Bristol stool chart?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that made in the UK? In the town of Bristol?
I could only assume so.
That's what they're known for.
I'm probably missing the fight right now, too. That's the worst thing about this podcast right now.
Is you're missing the UFC?
Yeah. I'm missing the big African man punch the big Brazilian man in the head.
Yeah, right. Well, we can pause it. Well, watch that.
How long have we got so far, Mr. Producer?
32 minutes.
Oh, 32 minutes.
I was going to say 15. We're halfway through. Yeah. Maybe we should come up with some ideas of what to talk about.
I think this is going to have to be a fucking short one because I'm out of everything. We did one on Sunday, then Tuesday, and now it's Sunday again.
Yeah.
Like, we're all burnt out. It's 3 in 7 days.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's just too much.
I mean, you know, we could do a fight podcast like Rogan, commentate it.
Yeah. Yeah, except it'll just be me talking, Mitch dozering the whole time.
Yeah, so, you know, business as usual.
Yeah, well, exactly. Plus, I want to have something to eat. I want my cheeky nuggets.
Yeah, all right. Well, you can have half the nuggets because you've done half a podcast. How's that sound?
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
All right.
All right, I love yous.